In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We are now in the second Sunday of the season of the cross. And seasons in the church are so interesting because, as you know, we are in the season of fall. Whether or not we can actually feel like it's the season of fall in Florida, you can see that it's starting to come, and the seasons come whether we want them to or not, and it will be cooler and fall very soon. But the seasons of the church are different. The seasons of the church, like Lent, like the seasons of the cross, they only work if we want them to, if we are willing. They're real, they're God-given, but they take our participation. And so now we are in the season of the cross, and if we want to participate, this is the season where we first acknowledge our own shortcomings and brokenness, and then we look around and acknowledge the brokenness of the world, and then we trust and raise up Christ to know that it has been redeemed and it can be transformed by and through us with God's help. Now, many people outside of the Christian faith, they point to this world that is truly a mess, full of wars and division and injustice, and they say to themselves, how can there be a God and how can Christianity be true in a broken world with broken people such as this? And they think that they've figured something out that Christianity hasn't figured out and that the Bible hasn't figured out. But open the Bible pretty much to any page, listen and learn from Jesus, and you'll find he was more aware than any human being who ever lived about the reality of evil in the world. In fact, he was the only one who could fully face it and took on this ancient problem of evil like no other, and thereby showed a way and paved a way for us all to become part of his solution to this problem of evil and suffering. Such that after Jesus, there isn't a problem of evil because of a lack of power. The problem with evil now is simply a lack of participation. A man named Lord Chesterton, he famously said, and I don't know if you believe this, Christianity has not been tried and found lacking. It's just never been tried. Our Bible seems to also agree with this because from cover to cover, it agrees and demonstrates that the root of our problem is that we're born forgetful. We're children of God, but we forget who we are. We're born with a great birthright and destiny, but we settle for less. It's in our very nature to forget, Scripture says, things big and small. If you're a science person, even science backs this up. Have you ever heard of the Ebbinghaus forgetfulness curve? I hadn't either, but it's a thing. And there's real science that we forget 50% of what we learn in an hour, and then 70% of what we learn in a day, and then 90% of what we learn in a week. Our Gospels say that this runs very deep, not just small things, but big things. We can't for the life of us remember who we are and to whom we belong. But that's why we have a church. If it's anything, this church, it's just full of reminders. And the greatest reminder we spoke about last week, the greatest reminder is the reminder of the cross. There's five holidays for it. There's a whole season of fall dedicated to it. It's in hymns. It's on every single thing you can put your eyes on in this church. Every Armenian piece of art, from our hachkars to our churches. Why? Because we're forgetful, and we constantly need reminders of who we are, who God is, and how strong his love is for us. Isn't that why, if you boil down the bulk of all religions, not just Christianity, What are they? They're simply ritual reminders of who God is and who we are. It's why the Old Testament is nothing but a reminder to Israel that I will be your God and you will be my people. And because they were so forgetful, this reminder was in the clothes they wear. This reminder was, this reminder is in the food they ate and in 613 laws that governed their life, including the Sabbath, the weekly reminder that life doesn't belong to you, it belongs to God. Remember who God is and who you are, and evil will flee from you. And how much more so for we Armenians? As Christians, we're recipients of the final act of God's long plan of salvation and redemption for the world. And we're proud to be the first Christian nation, and it's okay to be proud. But then, if we're the first Christian nation, how come we forget our first love so easily? How come our faith is so often just another symbol of our ethnicity, like apricots and Ararat, instead of being the absolute center of our faith and our hearts? Why do our leaders, church and state, forget our highest calling and become entangled in politics and power and positions? Well, it's because we're human. It's because I'm human and you're human and we're sinful and we're forgetful. And yet all we have to do, we're told to flip the script, is remember who we are and to whom we belong, and there's no better way to start than being ever mindful of the cross. The one around your neck, the one in church, the one that you sign. Because that's just the story of evil fleeing away from love, of evil defeated by Christ, of death defeated by Christ. It's the story of our church, it's the story of the Gospels, it's the story of St. Hagop Armenian Church, a story that, again, we're supposed to take into our very hearts every time we sign ourselves with the cross. Because how different would this world actually be if we really tried to live the great reminder that we did last week during Chatzpiras, where we lifted a cross over everything, every corner of the world, every corner of our lives, proclaiming that this is what Armenians remember and value above anything else. And that the world seems out of control and it seems cruel, Jesus has overcome the world. That though corrupt powers have undue influence on the world, Jesus promises that the meek will inherit the earth. And that though we may feel abandoned and alone, Jesus is with us, he promises, until the end of the age. And so then, let's not let this special season of the cross, which only works if we pray it and know it and participate in it, let's not let go by without learning its lessons and receiving its grace. It reminds us who we are as Armenians and Orthodox Christians, bearers of the cross, children of the resurrection, who trust in our Lord to raise up his cross over all aspects of our life, over our homeland, ancestral homeland, over the United States, over all people and all things, now and always, and into the ages of ages. Amen.